You're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216 The Net. I'm Mike.
I'm Keith.
I'm Vic.
And I'm Bear.
We are the Dream Home Experts.
Welcome back to Dream Home Experts. Hey guys,
what's up? I don't know. I just threw in a wave this time.
You just wanted a wave? Want a salute?
I like to throw weird stuff in sometimes, you know?
We need a shamrocks, you know, since it's St. Patty's Day week.
Oh my gosh, can I tell you my license plate came in Saturday? And my license plate is 31792. It's like St. Patrick's. I have a St. Patrick's Day license plate. Nice.
You just needed a green Tesla.
I know, apparently not.
So we're here today with James Spurney. With Zoller Plumbing or Zoller Pumps. So we're going to talk today about sump pumps and backup systems and all that fun stuff. Make sure we protect everybody's houses from flooding.
And I'm super excited because I got to tell you, sump pumps are my number one concern. I live in Buffalo Grove. I feel like my sump pump runs a lot. I have a lot of questions for you. So,
by the way, you still haven't sent us pictures.
I know. Actually, I actually just told Mike earlier off camera. I was like, I literally completely forgot to send pictures. I'm not going to make any excuses. I just didn't do it. I literally ran through in my head how many like excuses I could come up with, and it's not going
to
happen.
Don't need to have an excuse. Yeah. You're busy. You had a lot going on this last week.
Yeah, we did. So. Yeah, it's cool. No worries.
So, James, you want to tell us a little bit about your background, yourself?
Yeah. Once again, James, and I've been selling pumps for 25 plus years. And as a young boy, that was like absolutely my dream. So, you know, I'd sit around.
You always wanted to sell pumps.
Just completely so. So I'd go and, you know, run into the basement. I'm like, what is this cool dark little hole down here? There's like spiders crawling out. I want to be there. So, you know, I'm like, one day I want to be involved with this. This is so exciting.
Awesome.
And, you know, my dreams came true. And that's just for everybody, you know. You know, you work at it, and you can get it. So I got to go and sell sump pumps.
All right.
My background, I got in this industry. It was literally I got with a company that streams back to one of the old Chicago pump companies. So I've been around a lot of different pump lines. I happen to work for Zoller now, but I've worked for a lot of competitors trying to get to the best, in all honesty. We took on a lot of different lines and done it. So I've seen pretty much everyone's manufacturing process and everything through it. You know, in seriousness, never thought I'd become this well-versed in pumps. but just through, you know, attrition mainly, right. You know, ended up, you know, learning more about this. And it's at the United Center. There is a poster by one of the urinals.
With your face on it?
No.
pee here. Aim here.
But it says, I can talk about sump pumps all day. I'm amazing on first dates. And but I look and see how, you know, parties, there's like, oh, what do you do? Yeah, I sell pumps. That's real exciting for people, you know. I mean, it just absolutely is a top-notch thing. So, through the history, when I first started, there was a lot of floods. So I actually started selling a line that is now part of the Zoller line, but it was separate, and it was Aquanaut Pumps.
Oh, yeah.
And I was working for a company, and we had a small little warehouse. And literally, when I would get those pumps in, we'd get a pallet of them. There'd be people waiting around the corner, and we'd be wiped out instantly. They're like a gold mine. I was like, maybe this is something I do want to sell. And, you know, through the length of it, you know, just learning about pumps, oddly enough, I have a passion about it, which is, I don't think many people can say that.
Right.
But, you know, kind of the importance of, you know, what they actually do. And I think it's one of the most overlooked things in a house because, like, if someone's taking a look at a house, they'll go and get excited about the R value of their insulation. you know, they're more interested in insulation than what's in the little corner of the house.
What's going to protect them from flooding?
What's the meat and potatoes, right?
Right. Yeah, and in all honesty, I get it because, you know, as I said, it's a dark little hole in the corner of your basement of something you don't see. There's not much to get excited about.
Right.
Until you flood.
Yeah.
And then it's a huge issue.
Oh, I get excited. I go into people's houses. I was at Vic's buddy's house, and he had a massive pit in his basement. I'm like, that is awesome. In the middle of a Super Bowl party, we're down in the basement in the corner looking at his pumps and his pit. And I'm like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, way too funny. I mean, we're all passionate in different ways about different things. And I do, you spew passion when it comes to that. I mean, which is great. I mean, I enjoy it. I enjoy your company. We had a lot of conversation off camera here. And you sound like a great guy. You sound like you definitely know what you're doing. And you definitely have a big passion for sub pump. I mean, for me personally, it comes down to, like, I just, it's the one area that I'm so concerned about all the time because I hear it run all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's doing its job. My basement's not, his basement's dry. But with all things, they fail. And when they fail, I have no idea what I'm going to do to pick the right pump. And that was going to be my first, like, question as, like, a client is, like, you know, what's the right pump to pick? You know, this sounds so dirty already, by the way. Just, you know, the pump that I need to pick. Pump okay, whatever.
Yeah.
We have a couple comments coming in. Don, welcome, Art. Thank you so much for joining. He's my business partner. Don says, LMAO. I'm assuming he's talking about how much you love your pumps. Alex is on, too. Hey, Alex, how's it going? He said, Derek, I've gained some weight. Yes, COVID sucks. And that's it. But in all seriousness, he says, looks like a great collection of people and some great content. And Art actually asked a question. So we're going to start off with a question here. Is there a difference between a sub pump and an ejector pump?
That's a great question.
Yes, yes. There is a clear difference between a sump pump and an ejector pump. Your sump pump is handling groundwater primarily. So it's what's considered a dewatering pump. And there's three classifications in there. You have your sump, your effluent, and your sewage ejector. In our area, we don't have much effluent. That's what handles a septic.
Okay. There's after a few of them out there.
Yeah, there are. But primarily in our market, we either have the sump or the ejector. Ejectors handle solids. So your sump is handling the rainwater and all your, you know, all your groundwater that's coming in, and they don't handle solids. Most pumps will pass a half inch solid, a sump pump, half to a 3/4 inch solid, depending on how they're designed. So your little pebble or something that gets in there is going to get kicked out. But for solids, it's going to be an ejector.
Now explain solids so that people understand that. Yes. Because people
wipes.
Yeah, you don't. I mean, Mike and I see that on a practical daily basis, but please explain solids. What can be passed through a Zoller?
So, with your ejector pump, any ejector pump, but they're designed to handle 2-inch solids, 2-inch spheres, which is, you know, usually what people are putting in there, you know, through the, you know, through the toilet. Yeah. Perfect 2-inch spheres.
Yeah.
But that's what it will pass up to it. Now, what people. There's these things called flushable wipes, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
They will flush.
They'll flush.
They will destroy a pump, no matter what pump that there is. I mean, they are just inherent to going and wrapping around the impeller, which is what moves the water. Not to be too technical, but there's a spinning impeller in there that wraps around there. So flushable wipes, if you have a sewage ejector, is a very bad idea. Or a good idea in my standpoint, because you're going to have to buy a new pump, and that puts my kid through college.
Yeah, I mean, wipes, what, Kotex, any prophylactics or anything like that?
Oh, the prophylactics are, it seems like an urban legend.
The snap.
It seems like an urgent legend, but there's been a few cheating spouses who have been caught with prophylactics by broken sewage ejectors.
Yeah, I've had to dealt that bad news.
Yes.
Yeah.
You think it's only a one-time case. That happens more often than not. But a condom will absolutely shut down an ejector pump. It's prime for it.
We had to deal with that with a customer, and it was his daughter.
Yeah.
This is like 17 or 18-year-old daughter. Oof. She comes out, and he's like, I don't know. These are not mine. You know, I'm not. I'm fixed, right?
Yeah.
She's blood red. Just blood red. We're like, okay. You know, we're just gonna go to the truck. And
so we're plumbers. We're not therapists or psychologists or marriage counselors or anything. I had to say that today. to somebody. I was like, we're not counselors. I don't, whatever things you got hidden and turn off cameras, I don't want to know anything about that. Because I don't want to get into the world of that. So Alex has a question on here on the screen. So so do you call a plumber for that or a septic company? That part always confused me on who to call. So I'm assuming he's talking about ejector pumps versus sub pumps. So would you call a plumber?
Both.
Okay, cool. I was going to say.
I mean, if you have a septic tank, I mean, the septic guy would be, but not all of them are that. I mean, the plumber's generally going to cover a broader scope than just a septic guy. But yeah, if it's a septic tank, you could call a septic guy.
So do you have like the mother of all? I mean, I'm a big guy, so obviously big things come out of me. So do you have like the mother of all like septic pumps that like can handle
baby shark?
I mean, when I size you up, I think we really have to go into more of a commercial type product, you know, commercial industrial type product.
So I need to get a commercial pump for
But for that application, that'd be grinder pumps. Cool. I mean, is what we're talking about with that. Okay. And you know, that's a whole nother discourse on how those can be abused too. Wow. But basically what a grinder pump does is it chops everything up so that nothing jams. They will beat up a wipe, but you get enough of them, those flushable wipes can kill any pump. That's going to be my theme.
Definitely. I just saw dude wipes at the store.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about those.
Yeah.
Dude wipes are cool. So, like, not supposed to flush those down.
Do not flush.
Okay.
They're not plumber approved, period. I don't care what they put on the package. Yes. Saying if it's professional plumber approved, they're not plumber
approved. So, even on the white packages, I mean, on the back, wrapping, right on, and if you flip that little flap up there, and it'll all say all on there, hey, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. They have a small fine print so that the corporations are not liable.
So what you're telling me is marketing is a lie sometimes.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that at all.
I know, right?
Apparently. Really quick, I want to give a word that we're on 216.net. You're listening to the Dream Home Experts. You'll also find us on Facebook, YouTube. If you're just coming to us, we got James Spurney from repping Zoller Pumps for us. So let's continue on.
Do you want to talk about who we are real quick, who we represent? And we can go from there too real quick.
I'm Mike, Jay's Plumbing.
Awesome.
I'm Keith with Jay's Plumbing and the Smoke and Griddle Boys.
I'm Derek with Gold Shield Services, heating, cooling, electric, generators, indoor air quality, and smart home integration.
Smart homes.
And I'm James Spurney. I represent Zoller Pumps, and we have other lines that we represent. I work for an agency called Hart Travers and Associates.
So I do want to say one thing, which I mentioned off the video and off air, but James really has been the biggest influence on my knowledge for sump pumps, systems, and all of that. We've known each other for quite a long time, and I really appreciate everything you've taught me, James.
You're a great dude, man. Honestly, I just met you, but I really feel comfortable, you know, having fun with you, joking around with you, and you definitely know pumps.
Great continuing education classes.
Right? Yeah, it's awesome. I do want to take a second here real quick, and I got to give props to Keith.
No.
I have to, man.
We'll talk about it later.
It's still in my mouth right now. It's so good.
That just sounded so dirty, by the way.
We didn't even explain what we're talking about.
I've never done anything like that.
Because then they have to listen to know what it's about. Come on.
And I didn't know that was going to be part of this whole thing, but my mouth is what he put in there was. Wow. It's a new experience.
So I'm gonna total market this right now because obviously I love, you know, hanging things. So you're gonna have to follow to the last 10 minutes to find out exactly what we're talking about.
Beautiful.
Okay. We're just gonna leave it as whatever Keith put in our mouths was phenomenal.
Okay. Yeah, my wife's going to have some conversations with me later. You guys know a good lawyer?
Yeah.
I do, actually.
Yeah, so do I. It's all good. So tell me your backstory. Obviously, you're very passionate about pumps. I love that. I love the passion about it. It means a lot to me, especially from the industry itself. Being in the HVAC field and the electrical field, if you're not passionate about what you do, it just spews on your work that mm-hmm. gets put into clients' houses, you know, commercial houses or commercial buildings and stuff like that. Where are you from?
So I grew up in Downers Grove.
Awesome.
And I live in the beautiful town of Lisle. So, you know, I've ventured very far. I ventured, you know, like 4 minutes down the road.
Perfect.
Down Ogden Avenue, just west, you know.
We don't need to give the exact address. We don't want people showing up at your house.
No, it's okay.
Didn't mess up the dude wipes. The dude wipes didn't get grinded properly. It's your fault.
Dude.
No. You have kids. House. Obviously, yes. You have a wife.
Yes. Wife and a son. And, and happy little family. So.
Fantastic. Awesome. So what's next on your plate in terms of the company, in terms of you? What is your 2021 really big focus this year with you, I guess?
So with the company, as far as that, a lot of it is education.
Mm-hmm.
And basically trying to improve the process on how we do things, serve you guys better. Being up the manufacturing line we were talking earlier, you know, just the actual customer service and taking care of people and educating people. I mean, not just with our products, but it's across the whole industry. There's so many things out there and not a lot of people are skilled with them, or they buy something and they don't understand it. So the actual, you know, education, making sure that you guys as installers do right, and the just supporting the whole process. Mm-hmm. Because service is really what matters. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us here, our service is what people are buying for.
Absolutely. Sure.
Products, there's plenty of them out there. There's plenty of options there. They're buying from us and our service. And you have to be genuine and stand behind your word. So, you know, from that, just giving the best education, teaching people, you know, proper things about it, and, you know, just pushing forward with that.
Yeah, and you touched on a really good point. And Mike and Keith, I know you guys know this as well, but how the vendors take care of us really makes it easier for us to take care of you as a client. Mm-hmm. So when you're hiring a contractor in any field, so any part of your home, roofing, siding, gutters, doors, windows, whatever it comes down to, the big part is understanding that the vendors taking care of the purchasers then gets portrayed back onto you. And it's something that you don't worry about until something goes wrong. So a warranty item or something that fails, the product, getting the product, you know, we're in obviously a pandemic right now, so there's a lot of shortages across every kind of different department and stupid little things, right?
Yeah.
Silicone. I just found this. We just had a conversation. The cameras that I usually order, they're all completely backordered right now. And the reason it's backordered is because of the silicone rubber grommet that goes on the back that hides the connector so water doesn't get into it. That's literally the only thing that's holding all these purchases back. But having a good vendor communicate that to you so that we can communicate that to you as a client makes it really simple. Continuing education is literally the most important thing in the industries, because your pumps are not the same pumps that they were in the 1970s, 80s, mm-hmm. right? So you have better motors, better efficiency, which means lower bills and lower costs. So what I'm trying to get at is there's one step, and it starts from the vendor, and the vendor doing their job and making sure that they have the best product, the best training, the best people, right? Mm-hmm. And that falls down into what you guys get to experience.
Because he educates us, that yes. educates the customer, yep. and be able to take care of it.
Because you're not going to every single client's home, are you?
No.
Can you imagine
but
that?
He does come out. He has come out on special occasions.
I do. I mean, that's I do awesome. Go to homeowners' houses all the time,
yep.
you know, if they're not getting the resolution that they need. I mean, I literally did that yesterday.
Oh, fantastic.
Out there, but that's not what my core business is supposed to be. That's not what my job is, but, you know, it's but it service. Is part of that service. Because if you buy our product, mm-hmm. we got to stand behind it. Even though it's not the way that it should be,
sure.
that responsibility falls on me if my name is behind that. So yep. ultimately, I have to do that. In turn, I'd prefer to educate the people who go and do that instead of spending my time doing that. But no, absolutely. We do take care of people.
You've never had a vendor come out with you, have you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes it's a difficult customer, and it's just to appease the customer to make sure that they are completely satisfied with the resolution that we can come up with.
Yeah.
Or they're hesitant on my word, but if I can bring James in mm-hmm. and we can discuss it, and he's right from the manufacturer, that makes everything so much better for everybody, because now they have more trust that we're looking to the expert to be able to help with it, even though we are the experts mm-hmm. in our field, that we know what's going on,
sure.
but it just gives that better level of comfort to the customer.
Yeah.
And so, Mike, to your point, you know, even like getting out, like if we've gone out to places together, it shows, even though he may have said the same thing, it shows him going the extra step, you know, that he's getting someone involved. And people want to feel like they're cared about, you know? And we should. When I get something, I want to know that I'm taken care of about. So how about the thing I'm selling? I have to give the same service that I want to receive, for sure.
Yeah. Right. And it comes down to when you're dealing with that kind of stuff. So we deal with it on the end where we get into situations. Every house is not a cookie cutter house.
Right.
Every situation, every pump, every plumbing situation, there's a little bit of differences. And every now and then you come across a really hard or difficult or not a common situation. We just went to a house the other day where it was four levels, completely finished with literally electric heat in it. And like, we have to design a complete system with everything finished already. Right. So we're going ductless on it, but ductless is just so expensive that, and labor intensive that, I mean, this quote is very high. So like, we're trying to figure out ways to cut it down. So we partner with the vendors and say, hey, what are the extremes that we can do? So we know the right thing to do, right? So the right thing is to do to put four systems on there. You get four different levels, and each level carries each one of the systems, and you know, all the line sets across there are all nicely hidden. But at the same time, is there another way to do it? And the manufacturer is the one that literally lives and breathes this every single day. So why wouldn't I partner with it? I'm not, our team is not perfect across the world. Yeah, we're the experts, but the experts also understand what their expertise stops at and where they need to partner with somebody else. Where a normal, you know, I call them one truck guys or the inexperienced or the first year guys are like, no, I'm perfect. I can do everything fine. And all it's doing is hurting you guys as the client.
Correct.
Because you're not getting it installed correctly.
Yep.
They're not partnering when they know that they need to stop to be able to go back and say, hey, I don't know this 100%. I'm just going to double check with the vendor who makes this and who designs this and who has the engineers to say, yes, this can do this. It's like partnering with NASA. Oh, I'm going to build a rocket, but you know what? I have a question about this one fuel cell, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw this fuel cell in there and say, hey, this might work.
Right. And my father-in-law said it best is, you don't need to know everything, but you need to know where to go to get the information.
100%. That's like, key.
That is so the most key. Important. Yep. If you don't know it, you just need to know where to go to get it. And then you have the information, and then you can do it. So, and he was a scientist. He did all kinds of different stuff with a company that first spray on deodorant he helped develop. Was one of his claims. So he worked on the oxygen machine. So it was kind of cool learning from a scientist that actually worked in a lab building, designing, engineering, inventing things. So, and then he goes, yeah, you don't remember everything you learned in school. Need to know where to go for that information.
Yeah, so. Knowing how to do that. You want to take a stop?
And yeah.
We'll go through. Well, I actually want to talk about Vic, too, because Vic's got this new fancy microphone that apparently is going to work right now. So I'm super excited.
Hey, guys. I'm actually live on the air now for the first time.
All right. All right. Yay.
Thank you. Now you won't be able to shut me up.
So I don't know. It'd be a pretty big competition between you, me and you, Vic. I don't know, buddy.
Yeah, so got a few talkers in this group.
It's not like we're talking on the radio or anything.
Right.
We don't need to talk at all.
Just, if you're just joining us, we're on 216th & Net, and it's Dream Home Experts. We're here with James Spurney from Zoller Pumps. So we're talking about sump pumps, ejector pumps, and I think we have a few questions on Facebook that people are...
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little bit of... there's some... you know, banter back and forth about the ending stuff. So I'm going to pass that as well.
Yeah. You'll see.
So Alex asked a really good question, and Alex is actually, he owns a company called NISBA, which is Northern Small Business Association up in the Northern Illinois portion, which has licensed contractors that literally get checked. So he actually verifies that they have insurance, they're licensed and bonded,
nice.
So that the client does. So he's trying to kind of change some things in the industry when it comes to verifying contractors.
That's good.
Great person, super great marketer as well. So Alex's question here is, how often is it that it's faulty product versus faulty installation?
That's a great question. Yeah. So,
I think you're gonna have more of a faulty installation before you're gonna have a faulty product.
Absolutely. I mean, in most of the times, we test most everything that comes back. And most of the times there's just no issue or blatant misapplication or abuse. I'll say in every time that I've seen a product fail more than once, it's always application or some form of abuse. Our actual fault, our actual defective rate isn't even true, a true defective rate, because we do, we've warrantied things just because of case and time, because you have to take care of a customer and things with that, that things.
Wait, you actually care about clients? Oh, wow. It's incredible.
You must. You must.
Wow.
I do have to say, I was very impressed with the factory tour at Zoller when we were down there a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Rub it in some more.
Apparently, Keith got left out on that one.
It was the last minute. I jumped in to cover somebody else, and it was a good trip.
Sounds like a bunch of excuses, buddy. And Keith's not happy about it. We don't have him here right now, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, mostly, it honestly mostly is kind of like most products. Mm-hmm. It's usually installation, not just because of education. Like I said earlier, some people don't understand the application. Just like that simple question, the difference between a sump and an injector. Well, someone puts a sump and an injector application, not knowing the difference, and it fails. Well, then they think your product sucks. But it wasn't what its actual design was.
Sure.
So let me... Sorry. I apologize. let me ask you this. So when you get jobs, so like if you get customers that... or you have people that will put in your Zoller pumps, do you have to go out to jobs because they're pulling... You know, the pump is constantly sucking up stones and whatnot. You're talking about the pits. Because that is the biggest thing for us. Like, if I see a pit that is a bottomless pit and it's either not on a, maybe a brick or anything like that, you run the risk of sucking up stones, jamming up the pump, voiding manufacturer warranties, things like that.
Check valves.
Yes.
Yeah, that too. So, like, I mean, do you have that mostly there where on your end where you have to come out to jobs and really kind of force customers to, change out a pit?
Yeah, there's times with that. I mean, honestly, most of the time when we get the pumps, they're down the chain already. Someone's pulled it and replaced it and then just expects you to warranty it for them because it's just easier to do that. Mm-hmm. But with that, you try to address the application. If I get the chance, you try to address the application. Number one, I mean, I see so many... In fact, I just showed Mike a picture of one that I was on of people who don't clean out the pits when they go to it. And a lot of times when people get into new homes, what happens with the sump pit
is the
trash can.
Yeah.
Trash can. All the
sweep it right into the corner.
Dude, we're not meant to be pumping all the construction trash.
Electricians are worse. Why?
All the wires go in the bottom of the pit.
Yep. You think that we just put them in there naturally? They just fall off. And
lies.
That's a, tiny
that's a bunch of lies.
It gets swept up. It gets swept up.
Any of my electricians do that, I'm not,
fired.
Yeah, I'm not going to be happy, just FYI. So any of the electricians watching the show right now. But
I've pulled out 10 years after pulled out chip bags out of the sump pits after the house was built.
I'm just saving it for later, bro.
It's like they threw their lunch in there. It's crazy what you find in there.
So I'm going to ask a question just because I have 5,000 questions because it's the one area of my home that I literally know nothing about. Every time I partner with somebody, it's usually like a question other than you guys is like, if it's running, it's good. Okay, that's not acceptable in my world. And by the way, when you say things installed correctly or not, furnaces in general, air conditioners, all that, my entire world, electrical, smart home, everything, literally comes down to installation. The furnaces are primarily similar.
The box is a box.
Yeah, there's different qualities, and I don't want to, obviously we're a Trane dealer, so we really are passionate about Trane. And the reason we're passionate about a Trane is because it doesn't fail, has a very, very low fail rate. Mm-hmm.
Trane, and we if you're have, listening.
Yeah, I know, seriously, Trane. Dude, Ingersoll Rand, Trane, they're amazing. We work with them all the time. But it's the vendor, right? Because if we had a crappy vendor that wasn't taking care of us, then Trane would probably not be very exciting to me. But they have taken care of us on any situation, warranty stuff that we installed properly, shown proof that it's been installed properly, and something's failed. They've covered it, no questions asked. Which then just gets pushed onto the client because the last thing you want to do is have to go back and ask for money about something you just installed that's brand new. How often should you check, test, have a plumber, have somebody come out? I'm going to say plumber just because I know that's the right thing to check your sump pump. Yeah. Or ejector pits, I should say.
Yes.
Let's go one in that.
So you should absolutely check them once a month. Just do a spot check. Holy make cow. Sure that it runs.
Homeowner like, needs to do
I'm
a
like
spot
four,
check.
Four yes. years late on that. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you should just go out and check once a month, you know, go and run your pump. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a switch you could lift up or whatever, just go and check and make sure that it's running.
Sweet.
And, you know, do a spot check and make sure that you don't see a bunch of stuff floating there if it's in a sump pump. You know, commercial-wise, we actually recommend cleaning the pit once a year. And, I mean, that's just getting the whole thing vacuumed down there. Realistically, no homeowner is going to go and vacuum up there. But if they want optimal protection and performance, cleaning that once a year is a
And a good contractor will. A good contractor will. Us at Jay's Plumbing, we have maintenance agreements where we will come out once a year and we check those pumps. We check the bottom, make sure there's nothing
check
in the bottom.
Check the amperage and all of that stuff.
Check the amp draw of the pump that verifies how strong that pump is.
Make sure that there's no electrical wires inside there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, and to further that point of having that maintenance, you know, that you would offer is that if the pump fails because of things in there and you just go and put another pump in there just on top of it, you're just adding
more
problems. The problem is not corrected yet.
Sure.
You know, and you do want to get that corrected. But then you have the life of it. You know, like everyone is afraid to spend money. We all are, right? I mean, we don't want
to
spend money on anything
unnecessarily. Don't talk to the guy
with the Tesla. But service. But paying for good service saves you money in the long run.
For sure.
You know, it always does. You know, paying for something better saves you money in the long run.
Yep.
Now, if it's something that you're just going to throw away, like you need a pair of shoes because you forgot them and you're on vacation, you know, go to Walmart and buy the $5 shoes because you need it for one night.
But
anything that you're using, you know, get a good product and then maintain it properly.
Yep, exactly. I mean, maintenance is obviously... Jay's Plumbing does the right thing and offers maintenance contracts. Mm-hmm. We do too. We actually just decreased our maintenance contract for furnace and ACs. So I'm going to plug myself real quick here and we have a $179 special. It covers your furnace and your air conditioner, and we'll actually go through and test the entire system. It's a 43-point inspection, not 43 points just on the furnace. Cut that in half, and that's what you're actually, it's 46. I'm sorry, 46. We just changed it. Because we added a couple more things in there as well. If you want a list of that, we can go through that. Just call our office, 847-376-8094. We are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Maintenance is crucial in anything. And you laugh about shoes, but I'm an ex-shoe guy. I have 180 pairs of shoes. and I'm a huge shoe guy. And here's my biggest thing. So we want to talk about maintenance. If you take care of your feet, it takes care of your body.
Boots.
Boots for the contractors, homeowners, runners, find a really good company that understands how the human anatomy works, understands how your foot works, because every shoe actually has a specific application and a certain runtime for it as well.
Yep.
And on top of that, there's ways you can maintain your shoes. And a lot of people don't realize that kind of stuff. And I could talk about days about shoes.
We're talking about sump pumps today.
I know, I'm just saying. But maintenance in general is what I want to get back to on that as well. 100% agree to that.
Right. And if you're just listening, you're on Dream Home Experts on 216.net. We're here with James Spurney with Zoller Pump, talking about sump pumps. And I think on the next leg, we're going to try to get into a little bit more about the systems and the pumps and some of the different products you have, right?
And you brought one in today too, right?
Yes. Yeah, I have a few things.
Switches.
Oh, fantastic. So why don't you run us through...
Let's start from the top.
Perfect. And if you want to, Vic, we're just going to use the camera that's in front of me. There we go.
And that first slide.
Oh,
he's got it up there already. So Vic's got it.
Vic, you're doing great, man.
I'm so
excited right now.
Wow. we talked for a second before, you know.
It's wicked. We're
all prepared. Look at this.
So when we're talking about maintenance, prevention, everything, the number one insurance claim is water damage. Mm-hmm. Hands down, simple it is. You know, so it could be from burst pipes. It could be from that. But your number one insurance claim, if you go to anyone, is water damage. Not much is... covered probably by your policy.
Unless you have a rider that's in.
Right. So people think they got flood damage, but if they actually read what it covers, it probably doesn't cover much. And regardless of that, people store their old pictures, these old things that no amount of money could ever replace, you know? And I mean, I've seen that a lot of times to friends, myself personally, when I was a kid growing up, we had a flood. Maybe I think I just unlocked why I have such a passion. There was that flood in my basement when I was 4 years old.
I don't know if anybody else saw and all your that, toys that had to go. Literal light bulb. I hope you got that on camera, Vic, because that light bulb went off.
Mind blown.
Wow.
Man. There it is.
The therapy session.
Here. Oh, my God. So I am a therapist.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good
man. Do you take Blue Cross?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Whatever. I'm going to charge them triple.
We do the HSAs too. So. Yeah.
But we prefer PPO. Yeah.
But, you know, the first thing that I just suggest for anyone, we have this product. It's the APAC indoor alarm.
Okay.
And the reason why I suggest this, no matter what system you have in there, this is, you know, around $200 list price, okay, you know, for this unit, but it has a Wi-Fi enabled in it. Wow. So we have an app. We have a service out there. It's a free app from Zoller. It's called Z-Control. Nice. And this will communicate to you. So literally, it's just a float. It's just this alarm that you can put in any system. And if that water level rises, you're going to get a text, email, push notification, whatever you want. And it gives you that chance, you know, this thing itself isn't going to stop the water.
Sure.
But you're going to know it's there. You can get down there with a shop vac, call a plumber quick, and get something fixed up.
So that does hook up to your Wi-Fi.
Yes, this does hook up to your Wi-Fi, yes. And the app and the service is all free.
Can you directly, can you run a direct Ethernet to that?
Yes, you can. Not on this one. This one, on that system, you can. On our backup systems, you can. This one is Wi-Fi only.
Oh, so that's incredible. You're going to do that right, though, right? You're going to hook it up to the plug Ethernet cable?
Yeah. I don't know if we have it with Ethernet. Yeah. Everything else that we do does have an Ethernet connection with it, but this one is primarily Wi-Fi because that's the way that it goes.
Get it.
That's where most everything's been
going. I do have a problem. So I do have another alarm that's more expensive that does have Ethernet with it, though. So if you have that application,
you bougie,
and you're restricted to it, but I can cut you a deal if it's for your own house.
Beautiful. Wow. Real nice. Oh, wait, we can't do that. Anyways.
Yes, but I mean, this to me, as far as it goes, because of my passion for this, I'd make this as standard part of code.
Sure.
But just because you have mold remediation you have to deal with if your pump floods, it just should be a no-brainer, easy add-on for anybody, no matter what they have.
I should have taken I had that picture loaded. We were just at a job, and behind the sump pit, it was a wall of mold. My plumber kept saying nice. It was mildew. It was mold. It was straight up mold. He said he walked in that house. It stunk so bad. Like, it was so bad.
So I have a question. Do you guys obviously pay attention to that kind of stuff? And we do too. But sometimes we will stop. We will not continue until the mold remediation is done, because you're putting teams at risk here.
Absolutely. And I actually, afterwards, I did brief them. And you absolutely have the right to say, I cannot work here right now.
Sure.
You have to get that taken care of before I can proceed with my work.
Yeah, I mean, everything's smart home enabled. Obviously, that's my expertise, is smart home integration. And anything to do with anything Wi-Fi is just another way of backing you up. So we're talking about if it's Ethernet cabled or not, you bougie, beautiful boy. I just want to say B three times because it was kind of funny.
It's a painful problem.
I know. So, and then, and Art asks if it can be hooked up to his pager. Art, I know we're always trying to cut costs in different ways, but I don't think the company is going to run on pagers. Just throwing it out there.
That was 20 years ago.
They still make those?
I mean, I'm sure we can find one. Pay attention to find a pager. All right. So when you have Wi-Fi controlled systems, it's really just a backup. And you said it beautifully, because it's so right. It's not going to fix your problem, but it's going to alert you of the problem. And that problem would not be alerted. I know for me personally, it could be weeks before I actually go down in my basement and actually take a look at something. And I hear my sub pump kick on. It vibrates, you know, certain parts of my house, and you can hear the water pushing out and stuff like that. But when it's raining out for a day, I know I should be hearing that every couple minutes. If I start not to hearing it, then I'm going to run down there as well. I just know my house because I listen to all the creaks and moans and see if I can find if it's a problem or not. Because I'm 100% about maintenance all the time. And this is a great way to do it. I mean, $200 sounds like a great value to me to stop an insurance claim that's going to turn into valuables that are destroyed, things that are not replaceable. So an insurance claim is not going to take care of grandma's quilt that's in the basement that's now moldy.
Right.
That she made and now is not around, and you know, whatever the situation is on that kind of stuff.
So anybody's sump pumps.
Yeah, but that's part of the sump pumps.
So. Absolutely. All
right, let's go on to the next. Yeah, let's go on to the next one.
The switch that I don't know really.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. Okay. I know you got that one, but Vic already has me set up here. We have different lines of backup. So in pumps in general, commercial and residential, and commercial, I almost demand it. I demand redundancy.
I like the pumps. Names of them. Fit, spin, sit.
You look at me and I'm so svelte. You know, that's where it all came from is because of that. Yeah, that whole, the fit, the spin, and the active. But redundancy in whatever form you get it is hugely important. You're in the middle of a rainstorm and a pump fails.
Yes.
You have an issue.
Redundancy.
So we offer it in a battery backup kind of format. You know, we offer it in different ways. Either, you know, we have three different options in this line. The fit is kind of our entry level. It's the same pump in all three of these. It's just what upgrades you're getting in it. So the fit is just a basic unit, no Wi-Fi. What it does do, though, it runs every month or every week. It self-tests every week. That's hugely important with battery backup systems because they may not run for years. Last May was the first time my battery backup system ever ran in my house in 14 years.
Wow.
Wow. It's still
and working. I have, but it was the first time that I ever needed it.
That was the Aquanaut, right?
It was. I may have had a few other pumps. I have pumps laying around.
You have pumps laying around?
No. I've tested plenty. Because why it's important to have self-testing, that can seize. So if that pump doesn't run for 5 years, because your power has never gone out, that pump will never get exercised. So if you don't have self-testing on your pump, if it isn't constantly running, that impeller could seize. So when you need it, when that power goes out, that thing's dead. It's dead in the water. Yep. So it's important to have that. Epic. And then you can go to the next page there. That could kind of lines and lines in with that. The one I suggest the most is the one that we have back here, and that's the fit. And the reason why, it has the Wi-Fi that this is enabled, the same whole app system that we had before. It's the only two-way communication system, too, where it no one else allows you to communicate from your app back to the...
Really?
Or no one on the market yet.
Huh.
And I'm sure other people are coming up, but the other system's there. So no one else allows you to communicate back. So literally... When I tested out this particular system in my house, and I was working down in my territory, down in Quincy, staying there. And because I had run it, because I never lose power, I was actually running it as my primary. But the alarm is going off, right? Because that's what happens with the system. And I'm in a hotel room in Quincy, and my wife texts me, and she's like, this alarm won't come off. And I was able to silence it from my phone right there.
Nice.
I can also test remotely anywhere with it. And there's a, you know, we won't bore with too many details with it, but there's a ton of things that you can test. You can set up, I'll tell you one story, just talking about the seizing of pumps, and I'll make it real quick. I had an application where this became a primary pump because they had so much lime in their water. And their pump was seizing every day. So we set that thing, because you could program it, to run as often as you want with that self-test just to stop that impeller from seizing.
Wow.
Now, that's a rare out-the-box situation that's not normally there. But it's just nice to have that. And that's a very reasonably priced pump. I mean, compared to what is out in the market,
right?
It is incredibly affordable. I like calling it the fit, not because it fits in that, but really where it fits in the marketplace, it's great. And another nice thing about us is we're all domestically manufactured pumps. Zoller's a union company out of Louisville, Kentucky. It's still a family-owned company. But this is all 100% domestic manufacturing
people.
On there.
Yeah, all great people.
And that's, like I said, I've dealt with a lot of different pump companies. Mm-hmm. Those people are great people to work with. Other people have really great products, too. Mm-hmm. I mean... And some people have really cool technologies that are out there and, you know, different applications for different things. But that is a prime product that we really, that we do like them. And the redundancy is important, I think, in any situation that you get with a sump pump. Having some type of backup or a dual pump system off of an inverter, however you're going to do it, have redundancy. Because in the middle of a storm, if that pump dies, you're taking on water.
Yeah.
And you're going to run out to the hardware store. Yeah. and they're all going to be gone.
Yeah, I tell people to have the first tier as your regular pump, have a backup pump, and then have even a water-powered pump that's an option. As a third tier of redundancy, yes. If all else fails, you still have something that's protecting you. If you have a nicely finished basement, $100,000 finished basement, yeah, you want to back yourself up as much as possible.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen so many cases, you know, and when you talk about even the claims,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you're charging however much you charge to put in one of these backup systems, it's still less than their deductible is probably.
Jeez.
So it's almost ridiculous that you're going to overlook that, something that is a very real possibility in the Chicagoland area.
It's not if, it's when.
Yes, it absolutely
it's
is.
It's always when is my basement going to fall.
Because when does the power go out?
Right.
At the worst time.
In the middle of a storm. Right. Yeah. I mean, you're taking out water. Ever. It's usually the heaviest storm when your pump needs to work.
Yep.
So having some type of battery backup, I don't care if you want to go all out and get a full generator system.
Sure.
Just have something to protect your basement.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, it's always good to have backups on backups. And I do the same thing with networking, with smart home integration too, because we do battery backups on even the modems Wi-Fi. Themselves and Wi-Fi. So if you have a battery backup and you have a battery backup on your modem as well, your Wi-Fi is still going to work even though the power's out because it's running on battery backup. So you have, again, another layer of protection on there as well,
right.
Which is good. I'm gonna talk about two things that came through here. Alex said, what about home warranties? Do homeowners get screwed when not getting access to these awesome pumps in California? Every home is basically on a home warranty. Now, I'm going to pause that for a second because we actually have somebody in queue down the line here that's going to really dig into some home warranty stuff.
Awesome.
And somebody that I've actually learned a lot from, and she's really good about explaining the good and the bad of home warranties and who she's actually looking for as a client, which is good.
I look forward to finding out the good.
Yeah, me too. I've heard both sides of it, right?
Yeah.
In our industry, we have a certain level of pricing and structure, and usually those home warranties don't hit it. But there is somebody who can't afford some of the, you know, higher, more valued pricing when it comes to us when we do things and all that. So Jemima, who owns Liberty Oak Plumbing, she's one of our trusted partners with Gold Shield Services. She's actually one of our plumbers that we partner with. She said she needs to watch this recording. She hopped on a little late, but she loves your guys' pumps. So
thank you very much.
Yeah, her husband, Joseph, is a phenomenal plumber. He's an educator. She's literally Algonquin and that surrounding area, Lake and Hills area. So she's up north, and they stick to their really big market as well.
Nice.
So she reminds me of you guys a lot, her and her husband. And great, great trusted partner with that as well. Awesome. Yeah, this is phenomenal.
Absolutely. You're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216.net. We have a couple more things to go over before we can share what Keith put in our mouths.
Oh, my gosh. It's finally time to talk about what got put in my mouth.
It's very close. We are having at the tail end. So I know we have a few more things to discuss with James, and then we can...
I'm just going to let you talk about it really quick, and then we're going to go from there. So
yeah, we'll skip to the next one.
Okay. So, I'm just going to say real quick, most amazing burger I've ever had in a very, very long time. Keith, you are an exceptional cook,
it up
chef.
Now?
I'm just saying, I'm right at the tail end of this, and I want to touch base on that as well. So, your burger was amazing. The meat, the cheese, the bun, the mushrooms, the flavor, the fat content, the greasiness with amazing flavor. Touché, bro.
It was awesome. It was top shelf.
Thank you.
It was incredible. I
don't think I've ever had a burger. Even we've gone to a couple burger places, really nice burger places, and this was probably the.
I would legitimately
burger.
Take it over that.
Yeah.
No,
it was excellent. Your seasoning was amazing.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Yeah. So everyone,
thank you. Thank you. That's fantastic.
And the brioche.
Nice.
brioche.
Cool.
Yeah. So Keith, you had asked about the switch. Oh no, we have a breakdown.
Yeah, we do. It's okay.
Anyways, you had asked about the switch.
Yes, the switch.
So through my history with pumps, the switch pumps rarely fail. They're good, strong motors. The switch is always the Achilles heel of the pump. That's the first thing that fails. You have a standard switch, and they're good for how many ever life cycles. Just because it's mechanical, the contacts and the points will burn and char over time. It's just physics, right? So we offered a new switch here.
Good. It's okay. It's all good.
Everyone got a nice shot of my armpit there.
It's a beautiful armpit.
So this is a liquid level sensor. I believe you had a question on how this could work, though.
Legit, like, yes. Just looking at it, it's like, how the hell is that thing going to work?
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's a great question because I had the same thing because I've dealt with...
Because it just looks like a rectangle, white rectangle with your name on it.
I've dealt with sensors before. So this is something that they literally had in the works for about 12 years, mm-hmm. I think, when they first went in and actually brought it out to the market. I think it was about that long of a time from the very first ideas. The hardest problem, everyone wants a non-moving switch, and it's just always problematic because of what the water is. So every sensor, they used to have old probe sensors, and just what's in the water would take up the probes, and they would no longer work. So how this works, basically, we have three sensor points on this. So it's a field sensor. And to describe what a field sensor is, it's basically, in the easiest way to explain it, is what's on your touchscreen. You know, you have that field sensor that comes out. So what happens on this, that's not exactly what it is, but for
layman's
intents and purposes, mm-hmm. there, this field sensor comes out from here and extends out. So when they would test these, they would just dip them in like peanut butter and other types of gunk. You know, but I mean, that's a real life application.
Yeah.
You know, like the stuff that accumulates on a pump and everything.
That's rust and iron that could have gotten grease, all kinds of stuff.
Yes.
I love peanut butter, and I don't want to think about peanut butter and whatever sludge is that consistency of peanut butter.
Wait until you get to
another
toilet episode. No, they use peanut butter sometimes to test toilets.
Oh, my God. I am like a mind blown right now.
But the field sensor extends out far enough on these that it can sense the water through a thickness of, you know, at least a half of an inch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's nice job, Zoller.
So that's what it is. And then, so this, you know, this is your throw on the switch.
Okay.
I'm talking to you. That's your on and off. But we also have a redundant switch in here. So if for some reason these don't go on, this is your redundant switch. Mm-hmm. So if you're having problems with switches, you want the best. I'm not going to say this is the cheapest product we have.
So
but it's an upgrade.
What if you were to have a, let's just say, an M53, okay? Mm-hmm. Pump still works in the...
M53?
It's a model.
It's a model.
It's the Zoller model.
It's Zoller model.
The number one pump sold in all of the world.
Sweet. So now I feel much
there
more...
There you go.
So great. If you had an M53...
Number one pump in all the world.
That the switch was bad.
Yes.
And you wanted to throw that bad boy on there, keep it in the vertical position, and then you can plug the pump into that. You can essentially do that as like a butt saver, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you could. In that case, because it's a wired in, this is still a piggyback, so you'd have to keep that switch in the on position. Yes. Right.
But you have a manual version of that.
Yeah. We offer it sold with this switch too. You know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we have other future technologies that will go along with this that will have different capabilities.
Wow.
That's for the future. You know.
Awesome. For our next episode.
We'll take you into the future. All right.
Maybe.
I mean, it's a trip. Incredible passion, incredible everything. I want to thank you so much for enlightening me personally. I know we had a lot of listeners on here asking a lot of questions too, and I know Art's going to ask me 5,000 questions when I get back to the office, but you're a great dude, really passionate. We can clearly say that. You offer a premium product. Really happy you guys, you and your company showed up on the show today.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure with all you gentlemen.
It's been fantastic. Really,
it has been fantastic.
A lot of fun. And
Keith's meat in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. Check out the Smoking Griddle Boys on Instagram. Smoking Griddle Boys. That's boys with an I.
And you're listening to Dream Home Experts on 216.net. Thanks for joining us.
You guys have a great day.
Bye.
The content of this show is for educational and informational purposes only and is a generalization of common DIY projects. Each home project may encounter unforeseen issues with specific circumstances that may not be covered in discussion of this program. This program makes no representations as to the completeness of the information and expressly disclaims any implied warranties as to the fitness of the information to any particular purpose. Before starting any projects, it is recommended the homeowner research the skills and proper materials necessary, as well as any and all local requirements for permits. If there is any doubt, it is advised that a licensed contractor be consulted prior to commencing your particular project.